Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. First order of business will be this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, under old business, there were four cases, and I think Mr. Rickard in each one had some information or was going to look up some information on each one and then report back to the board. He is unable to be here this evening. So I guess instead of having everybody wait till the very end, we have to probably move that to the beginning and then table them, and that way if there's anyone here for old business, they don't sit here all evening.
All right. Are there any other additions or corrections? I have a motion to...
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve the agenda as revised.
Do I have a second to that?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda with the revised exception that be the four cases under old business. Okay, that'd be what, 9700. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The agenda has been approved. Okay, next we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last two regular meetings on December the 18th and January the 8th.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last two regular meetings. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
I think, Mr. Chairman, you're going to, the four old business cases, I assume the board will just want to table those until the, whatever the next meeting is.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. McCabe, that we table the four cases under old business to our next regular meeting, which will be February the 5th. Yeah, February 5th. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Burrell.